I mean, y'all glad to be a part of a God that has set us free. That's His whole mission. Go with me to Galatians chapter 5 today, and we're going to be looking at the nugget. Okay, if you've ever wondered about, you know, what is Hillview Heights Church about? What are we trying to get at? What are we trying to let you know? Is that this, in Christ, our sins have been forgiven, and we are given a new life. Do you understand that? That in Christ, now what is very careful when we get to the fifth chapter, verse 1 of Galatians, He really begins to explain to us, Paul begins to help us see that until we come to Christ, we'll try to regulate ourselves into heaven. We all do it. I mean, you hear about it today. Wall Street's got a problem. What are we going to do with it? Bail it out. That's true. And then what? Regulate it. Well, you know what? The problem on Wall Street is not regulation. It's sin. You see, there are some things you can only change in the heart. And paper won't change them. Greed. Greed. Now, God has called us to be free. And freedom means we don't have to be burdened by things that are outside of us. But we can live this incredible life if we will live it. Does that make sense? But we have to choose to what? Live it. How many of y'all realize, how many of y'all, you're in Christ, you know you're in Christ, but you've been confined to things you don't need to be confined to this week? I want to give you some things that will kill you. Jealousy will kill you. Jealousy will confine you. Envy. I see that all the time. People are, well, so-and-so got this and such got this. And how many of y'all saw somebody unload one of those zero radius turn motors in the neighborhood? And, you know, they can mow half a yard in one swarp out there. And you kind of looking down the houses there going, how come I don't have one of those? Envy. Or somebody in the neighborhood comes in a new car and we go, oh, they just think they're all that. Why? Envy, man, it kills us. Another thing I think we need to be careful of is this, is returning to bad thinking. A lot of us just got some bad thinking in our heads. I'm not worthy. Nobody loves me. I can't do this. I can't do that. But I want to talk about something today that I find prominent. Blame. Blame. Have any of y'all seen any blame? Isn't it amazing? We have chaos and it's nobody's fault. Have y'all noticed this, or am I just the only one making this observance? That it's never anybody's fault. Nobody's responsible for anything. Now I'm going to tell you what. If you're going to live in freedom, this is going to scare you. You cannot live in freedom unless you're willing to take on responsibility. And I just kind of want to warn you, because this is what I see going on in our nation. And this has nothing to do with politics, okay? This is just attitude. We want the life of freedom without a life of responsibility. See that paradigm that's going on? We want all the benefits of freedom, but we want none of the choices that go along with them. Does that make sense? I can get the country out of debt in no time. We got to stop spending money on some things. But you go make those cuts and you'll have everybody in an uproar. How many of y'all have seen Greece? How many of y'all thought that was a little crazy when you looked at Greece? I thought it was a little crazy person. We had people going crazy throwing, you know, firebombs at the authorities because in Greece they decided instead of retiring at 53, you might have to retire at 63. Oh, what a crisis. Wait a minute. Greece, they were going crazy because they were suggesting that they might have to work more than a 35-hour work week. Now, you all kind of snicker, but we got people with the same attitude. And it's brewing every day that somehow or another I want the consequences of a great life, but I do not want to do it on the terms of great life. I want what I want on my terms, but I want to get what only God can give. Does that make sense? Now, that's the problem we got with Galatians. They're trying to get and trying to create a life that only God can give. Any of y'all ever done that? You tried to create a life that only God can give, that only God can create. Well, go with me to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. How many of y'all believe freedom's a good thing? Come on, encourage me. Y'all look like it's raining today or something. You believe freedom's a good thing. Anybody here still support freedom other than the pastor? Okay? I'm big on this. Now, I'm big on this and I think it needs to be talked about. You and I, if we don't watch it, we're going to step ourselves into a regulated situation and we're going to give up our freedom for the security. Or I would phrase it like this. Gene Burke, you can quote me on the news. False security of regulation. Regulation is a false security because it's not grace. It's not grace. Which is, you can never regulate greed out of people. How many of y'all found that to be true? You can never set a law that gets rid of immorality. Only Christ. Now, what I'm going to be excited about is when the church believes Jesus is the answer. I'll propose to you the reason we don't see a lot of freedom. The church surrendered the grace of God for the political system of man in the United States of America. Politics will not change people's lives. Jesus does that. And so you and I are a part of the church. We got a different message. We're neither Republican or Democrat. We are followers of who? Jesus. We are people of the blood, and we have a message of freedom. We ought to live a life of freedom. What if we started living in the freedom of God? You think there might be some people that want to be a part of that action? I think so. Galatians 5:1, look at here. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It is for what?
Freedom.
That Christ has set us what?
Free.
That tells me this. We are not free without Christ. Doesn't it tell you that?
Yes,
we're confined to our sinful condition. How many of y'all are glad to know that you do not have to be confined to a sinful condition? God changes everything about us. He changes our thinking. He changes our direction. He changes our possibilities. He changes our hope. He changes our reality. Make sense? Now, here's what was going on in Galatians. They said, hey, man, that's a great message. Yeah, Jesus has set us free, but I need to regulate God's freedom. Note this. There is no freedom. There is no freedom under man's regulation. Somebody needs to tweet that. There is no freedom under human regulation. He said, well, what can we just all go? No. Why do we have the law? Why do we have the law? We need the law. Peanuts, you're a part of the law. True? We need you. Why? We're sinful. Here, let's see how sinful we are in this congregation. Now, be honest, okay? Everybody going to be honest? Peanuts is not looking. Close your eyes, Peanuts. How many of you have ever driven over the speed limit and were aware of it when you were doing it? Rebels. Look at this. Guess who's got their hand up? See, even the law won't keep the law. Now, hold on. That's why we need what? Grace. We need grace. We need grace. We need grace. And here's what was going on. We had people who were under the law, and Paul writes to them, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It is for what?
Freedom.
Now he gives them a warning. Stand what? Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I have great news. God is not into enslaving us. He's into what? Freeing us or saving us. If we're saved, we're freed. We're saved to live a free life. Does that make sense? The freedom to do what? To love, to live, to be impassioned, to explore possibilities. Now, you all know I'm a big component of public schools and private schools. I like them both. But here's why I like public schools. Everybody gets a shot. There was a time in colonial America where only the wealthy could be educated. Now what can happen? Everybody gets a shot. You know, here's what I love about that. And I'll fight for everybody getting a shot. Now, I'll also change. After you got your shot and you choose not to take your shot, I choose not to feel obligated anymore. Now see, there's a balance. After you get a shot, Now, if you don't want to eat dinner, that ain't my business. But it is my business to make sure you have an opportunity to eat dinner. Now, if you refuse your opportunity, you will confine yourself in slavery. See, I want you to know the real battle is not do I get, it's will I be enslaved or will I live free? If you depend on somebody else other than Jesus for your life, you're a slave. Because God has set you what? Free. I believe this. Every human being's got something worthy to give. How many of y'all believe that? That's why I love human beings, because guess what? And you know what I love about being a human being? Nobody in this room knows who's going to do what before they get it all done. Isn't that cool? I love working with kids because you never have any idea who those kids are going to be. That's what's so exciting about working with children. You have no idea who those children are going to be. Think about it for just a moment. Would anybody have guessed that you would have been you in the third grade? I can help you. In the third grade, there was nobody proclaiming me a preacher in the third grade. Let me help you. I can tell you in high school, nowhere in my high school yearbook does it say most likely to preach. Nowhere. A surprise. God did something surprising. Hold on. That's freedom. God still does. Do you all see how invaluable that every child is to be educated, exposed, and enhanced into the freedom of God through every means possible? Tim's our director of Bowling Green Christian Academy. He and I talk. We want every avenue possible to do what? To raise up God's kingdom. Amen? Public, private, homeschool, however you put it together, we got to release people in Jesus Christ to the opportunity so that they can be what God's made them to be. That's going to change the world. Does that make sense? A lot of you, I'll give your lives to that. Now, Paul says, be careful. Don't go back and be burdened again by a yoke of what? Slavery. And I'll show you slavery. When I came to Hillview Heights Church, a couple of you in this room remember this. Hillview used to be a church that fussed and fought all the time. Any of y'all remember that reputation? A long time ago now. Now we're just crazy. We replaced fuss and fight to that church that's crazy. We left a reputation of being a pastor-killing church to being this. This is our reputation in town. I hope this doesn't offend you, and if it does, you'll get over it. Jeanette, they'll be okay, won't they? That church will take anybody. So here, watch this. Here's what I want you to do. The person next to you, I just want you to go like this. Welcome. Go ahead, tell them. Welcome. Oh, come on. Y'all got to do better now. Wake up. You got a good God. It's not going to be this quiet in heaven, I promise. Enjoy this still. Y'all sitting there going, when's he going to be done? The longer y'all stare at me, the longer I'm going to preach. Let's get in and get it rolling, all right? Now look, freedom. Don't step back and be confined by regulation. When I came to Hillview, it had a constitution and bylaws that was this thick. Every fight, every problem they got in, and those of you that grew up in a Baptist church, when you have a problem in the church, what do you have on Wednesday night? A business meeting, exactly right. You grew up in that church. You go to the business meeting, you fuss and you fight, you sign another regulation. Does it change anything? No, it whittled down this church to nothing. That's how bad slavery will kill you. So they had a big book and no activity. See, that's what a lot of y'all say. Come on, come on. Am I preaching a little bit here? They had a big book and no what? Uh-huh. How many of y'all got a big book and no activity? Huh? How many of y'all like, well, it says it in the book, but it's not active in my life. You see, the freedom is when it activates in my what? Life. Man, God's made you beautiful. He's made you wonderful, and He has made you to be free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us what? Free. Well, let's live that way. Amen? That means we're gonna welcome everybody. You say, Pastor Steve, we're going to welcome people that drank beer? Ready? Yes. And we're going to show them Jesus Christ. What about people that have smoked pot? Y'all want to raise your hands if you've done that? Sheriff is looking now. No, basically we've all done what? We've sinned unto God. Haven't we sinned unto God? Yes. How many of y'all have ever been a religious, judgmental person? Sinner! And see, that one we don't. We go, well, I mean, God doesn't really count that one. That's just a little sin. Mm-hmm. We have a little hell for little sinners. You get to go to little hell. You know, there's little barren river and there's big barren river. There's little hell for little sins and big hell for big sinners. No, there's just hell. Because sin is slavery and God is about freedom. And he goes on and he tells us. Paul warns us. He says, be careful. Don't go back and burden yourselves again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be no value to you at all. He said, you be careful. It's about Jesus and nothing else. It's not about Jesus and circumcision or Jesus and whatever regulation you want to tag to it. It's about what? Jesus. And we always want to put a regulation on it, don't we? The Baptists think they're better than the Methodists. The Presbyterians think they got there first. We have all of these labels we put onto Christ. And it is about Christ, our God. Somebody say amen. It is about Jesus. It is about focusing on Jesus. Paul is bearing down and he said, the cross and resurrection is enough. Not regulatory. How many of y'all found that Jesus changed your life better than you did? Any of y'all ever tried to rule yourself? Okay, here's what's going on here. When you rule yourself, you rule out grace. When you rule yourself, you rule out grace. Does that make sense? Because here's what these Judaizers were saying. Oh, it's okay to believe in Jesus, but you need to be circumcised. Don, have you ever... What if I said, Don, it's okay, man, for you to receive Jesus, but you got to grow hair to really be in the kingdom of God. I mean, that would be what? Huh?
Impossible.
Well, it'd be impossible or ridiculous. Or we'd have a mass revival if everybody that got saved got hair, wouldn't it? We'd save every bald person in Bowling Green. But it's not about that, is it? It's about following who? Jesus Christ. Do not be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Let me give you some things that are slavery. Once again, let me go over them. Envy, jealousy. Get rid of that stuff in your thinking. Quit telling yourself you can't make it. That's a lie out of hell. That's a slave position. Quit trying to find something outside of Jesus to satisfy you. I promise you, you can make all the money in the world. You can have all the degrees in the world. You can win, you know, whatever TV show you want to go on. You can be with Dancing with the Stars and win, and guess what? You will be empty if you do not have who? Jesus. How many of you all found this? Our recognition doesn't last long. How many of y'all found that? Mm-hmm. Don't live for that, man. That's slavery. When you live to please others, guess what? They'll always con you. How many of y'all have noticed that? Huh? Always con you. Now check this out. Freedom comes. He says, be careful. It's about Jesus. If you give yourself to something else, Christ will be no value to you at all. That's serious. He said, now listen. Look at that verse. 5:3. Again, I declare to you, every man who lets himself be circumcised, that he is obligated to obey the whole law. I remember when I was in seminary. On the East Coast, I went to an interesting class. It was called Buddhist Christianity. This was about 13 years ago. I knew we were in trouble there. Now, the reason we were having Buddhist Christianity is because I was on the open-minded East Coast where we did not want to offend anybody. And how dare us Christians be so arrogant? Do I sound familiar? So narrow. You know what? When people tell me that I'm narrow, guess what they do? They confirm my faith. I was told that this week. Pastor Ayers, how can you be so narrow? And I said, well, here's the way I can be narrow. I believe there's a way. I believe there's a truth. I believe there's a life. I believe the only way you can get into it is through Jesus. I believe the Bible to be true. And the Bible says there is a way that seems right and there is a way that is right. And I trust Jesus more than I do me.
Amen.
Because I'm messed up. How many of y'all are messed up? I'm messed up. Any of y'all messed up? You messed up?
Yeah.
I messed up, man. If I listen to me, I'll mess up. What do you think? You got the same problem? Any of y'all got the same problem? Coach, you messed up sometime? Coach, you've coached for more than a decade, wouldn't you say? Yeah. You ever made a wrong call? Yeah, me too. How many of y'all have ever made a wrong call before in marriage? You know, I love my wife, but I've not always done what I'm supposed to do. Any of y'all have that problem? I've messed up my kids. I've not always told. I've been mad at my kids before. Any of y'all ever had that problem? I mean, I've had a couple times you wouldn't have guessed me being a clergyman when I was coming up behind that son of mine. Earl, I straightened him, but I went Old Testament on him, Earl. I didn't go grace of God. I went prophet on him a couple times. I make mistakes. That's what I'm saying. I think we got to come to this decision. I trust what God said better than what I say or what I can observe, because I believe God's held up over history better than I will. Does that make sense? See, I'm not as messed up as I look. I have made some observations that freedom comes in what God says. God says Jesus is the only way, folks. We can't negotiate on that. I was watching a show. I watch Bill Maher on HBO. You say, why do you do that? I want to see what the other side's thinking. I'm a defensive coach. I want to see what the offensive strategy is. You know what? He had this guy on there. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm going to bust on the guy. But it's just a symptom of our moment of time. It is the confinement we will get ourselves into. This guy's a mayor, man. He said, well, I'm a Christian. And Bill, you know, he hates Christians. Have you noticed that? Bill Maher hates Christians. But this was so funny. Bill knew more about what Christianity said than the Christian. See, the Christian was trying to make Jesus blend in. He said, well, in my office, I got a copy of the Quran and the Bible. And I believe in a spiritual sense. Choose one. You better choose. You can't have them all. God is not a cafeteria. He's a special order. And He chooses you. Are you going to respond? See, that's what we want to do today. We want to say, I believe a little bit of this, I believe a little bit of that. What about it, ladies? Y'all there on the campus, you heard that before? Well, I'm not really religious. I'm spiritual. You got to go like this to get the spiritual vibe moving in you. How many of y'all have ever seen that? I'm spiritual. I said, what do you mean by I'm spiritual? Well, I believe all religious systems have merit. I don't. I believe there's freedom. And there's slavery. Because watch, here's what I believe. Goodness will not make you free. You can be a good slave. You can do good things and not live a free life. Circumcision, it was neither good or bad. It's just not powerful enough to save you. How many of y'all got some things in your life you need to evaluate? They're not really good. They're not really bad. They're just not powerful. How many of y'all got some stuff that's just not powerful? It's not beneficial, would be the words of Paul. He said, man, I want you to live in the full grace, in the full measure of grace that God has supplied to you. Hillview, do you realize that this church is not nearly as released as it could be? Now, it's exciting. I like it here. Y'all like it here? Here's what I love about Hillview. I'd come here even if I wasn't your pastor. That's the first time I could say that. Most of the time I was at a church because I felt called to that church. And there was a lot of them I served in. I was like, God, uncall me quick. Disconnect. Drop the call. But there's a sense of freedom here, but not all that there could be. We're going to be free enough to give enough, to love enough, to empower enough that we're going to set a generation in such freedom that they will declare the grace of God. Literally, our lives ought to be this, to declare the grace of God. You realize that? They ought to declare the grace of God. Chris, I'm not going to pick on you. You declare the grace of God. First thing in the morning. Gene, you do too, but you know, we see Chris, right? I mean, why did God put you on first, Chris? Have you ever wondered that? I mean, yeah, but I mean, there he is. Chris has got a sense this day's going to be okay. Well, where did he get that sense? He didn't get it from Chris Allen. He got it because he has the freedom of Christ in him. Amen? 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 Y'all ready to go to the altar? Well, you better be. We're close. We're closer than any of y'all think. You got the stare that I'm going on for another 15 minutes. That's a wrong stare today. See, I've been with you guys a long time now. I know you're thinking. Have you got this? Do not go into slavery, live in freedom. Watch out. Nothing can save you but Jesus. You're who are trying. What are you trying to do? You're trying to justify yourself. Again, I declare, every man who lets himself be circumcised is that he is obligated to the whole law. If you're going to be a Buddhist, be a Buddhist. It'll have its consequences. If you're going to be a follower of Christ, be a follower of Christ. I'm warning you with love, you can't blend them. You're either under the cross and resurrection, or you're not under the cross and resurrection. There is a drawing line. Is your pastor narrow? God, I hope so. God, I hope so. I hope the Lord Jesus Christ has put me on the narrow way. Because He said, it's a narrow path that leads to heaven. And it's a wide path that leads to what? I don't want anybody here to go to hell. Is that miserable or what? Watch this. I would rather for you to be ticked off at me right now and end up being saved by Jesus than liking me and going to hell forever. What merit is there in that? There is a way that seems right and there's a way that is right. That's so wild, isn't it?
You say, well, Pastor Ayers, well, don't you think that God has changed because of the cultural dynamics have reoriented themselves in this moment of time?
See, I went to school too. Why do you professors talk like that? Well, this is the culture. I don't see much different in Rome than us. Rome was off the hook. They'd gone crazy. They had 1,000 different gods. They drank. They smoked. They did everything. They were naked half the time. I don't see any difference in Rome than us. What did Rome decide to do? We're going to forget God. We're going to devalue everything God has said to us. We're going to do it our way. We're going to regulate ourselves. They threw bread out to everybody. They threw bread out to everybody during the games. They played all the time. They had a lot of vacations. They wanted to have retirement. And the Caesar controlled everybody. Sound familiar? You know why it's familiar? There's only one master that enslaves. He has a name. Satan. And he seeks to control, and God seeks to what? Release, set free. That way you can always be discerning as a Christian. Wait a minute. Is what this sister telling me, is it trying to control me, or is it trying to release me into the things of God? Wait a minute. This brother, what's he talking about? Controlling my life or releasing my life into the activity of grace? See the difference? Have an evaluation. Set it what? Free. Look at here. He goes on. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. Here's what they did. They gave up grace. Only Jesus could save them, trying to save themselves through human activity. Come on. How many of y'all have ever tried to do that? How many of y'all have ever tried to be good by yourself? Come on, be honest. Did anybody get frustrated? I've told y'all this before. You know, I go, okay, Lord, today I'm going to make sure my language is good. How many of y'all have ever done that one in the morning? Soon as you get on Scottsboro Road, what happens? I don't ever pray that prayer anymore because I say, Lord, I want to be respectful today. As soon as I would turn off 961 over there to 231, there's somebody from Allen County. Now, I'm not saying the devil's richer over in Allen County. I'm just saying the folk don't drive fast. And they'd be on 231 going 20 miles an hour. And I'm like, this ain't Sun Biscuit Road, boys. We going to work. And then they don't know we're going to have a massive lockup over at Greenwood High School. Then somebody's going to cut you off. And guess what's happening by the time I get to the turnoff on I-65? Well, not full yet, Don. Some mornings I make it. Watch this. I'm going to show you how bad it is. Even if I don't say something I'm not supposed to, I have an attitude that I'm not supposed to. Because I'm living under what? Slavery. Now let's reverse that and say, God, I'm going to drive to work today. May I experience you on the drive. God, praise God that somebody slowed down in front of me so I can pray for them today. That's the attitude of what? Freedom. I used to hate to stand in line. Any of y'all hate to stand in line? Man, I couldn't even go to one of them amusement parks because they wasn't amusing to me. I didn't see anything amusing. I mean, we were at Disney World the one time we went. And I told my kids when we arrived, I said, I'm going to teach you all some Greek. This is the Alpha and Omega. And they go, what do you mean? I said, this is your first shot and your last shot until you have your own kids. Embrace it all. This is your one moment with the giant mouse. We stood in line for an hour and 45 minutes to ride Splash something or another. Splash Mountain. Hour and 45 minutes. After we got off Splash Mountain, I said, that was 45 seconds. I said, we've flown all the way down here to Florida, see a dude with big ears. I said, I could have put a Mickey hat on and spun the boat around, and you got in the same effect. And I'd have given you a coat for 25 cents, not 10-25. I wasn't amused. But the kids, they've been to Disney World, and they'll go again with their own kids. And when they call me up and say, Grandpop, you want to go with us? I'll say, praise God. Free at last, free at last. I'll say, tweet me the pictures while you're down there. I'll pray for you long distance in my chair. And if I want Splash Mountain, I'll squirt some water on my face. Look at here. By faith, we eagerly await what? Through the Spirit, the righteousness for which we hope. By what? Faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through what? Love. How many already do that? We love you because Jesus Christ's grace is stirred in us. It's about grace, folks. It's about faith. It's about hope. It's about love. And you know what? Everybody wants to shake that loose in us. I get asked a lot of questions. Well, Pastor Ayers, if I do this, will I go to hell? I said, man, you're missing it by your question. It's not what you do that places you in heaven. Is everybody listening to me? It's what are you willing to allow God to do? Will you be saved? Or will you approach heaven on your own merit? The danger with that is I suggest to you, I don't think we have a lot to say to a perfect God. What do you think? If God asked me, why should I let you in heaven? You know what I'm going to say to God? That's a good question. But if he asked me now in grace and he says, Ayers, why should I let you in heaven? I'll say, Jesus, because you died and you lived and I believe. And guess what he'll say? Come on in. And then we'll have some people that are, well, I gave 50 cents to Sunday school one time, and I gave a quarter to the Girl Scouts. I bought Girl Scout cookies. Even though I didn't like them, I bought a box. They'll try to earn their way to what? Heaven. And here's what I want you to do. Today it boils down to this. Receive heaven. And let heaven redesign your life. Isn't that a beautiful word? Isn't that a beautiful life? God doesn't step aside. He steps in and frees us to a new life. Now, guess what? If you're here today going, and you just went like this, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me. You know why? God has you here today to save you. What do you think about that? Some of you may be going, I wonder why I'm sitting here today. Well, you see, God knows you better than you know you. You okay with that? God made you. You didn't make yourself. I know, Don, we run around down south as men going, by gosh, I'm a self-made what? Man. Every man that says that's got a woman telling him what to do. Y'all notice that? Huh? Or needs one, Cindy says. Yeah. It's not about that. Today, think about this. You all know there's more than one person in here that needs Jesus. And I'm going to challenge those of us who claim to believe and follow. How much do we care about other people? Because, you know, Amber, God cares all the way about them. You know what? All the way. I dream of this, and it's going to happen. Not because I dream of it, because it's God's desire. One day, there'll be standing room only again at Hillview. Guess when that day will be? When you all are so convinced that your friends need Jesus, that you got to invite them. How many of y'all have ever had a friend you pestered them to come, they finally came, and they end up getting saved? And then you get mad at them because they take off in their spiritual life, and they're just enjoying all the things of God. Let God have His way in you. Amen? Listen, today, if you're here, you've never asked Jesus in your life, I want you to know that God wants to save you. You say, well, how do you know that? He saves sinners. You all qualified? Here's what it takes to get saved. You've got to realize you've sinned. I say this every Sunday. You know why I say it every Sunday? I don't want anybody to go to hell. Y'all okay with that? Amen. Have y'all, Miller, have I conveyed that I don't want people to go to hell? Curtis, why do you think that is? Absolutely, because I know Jesus, man. He wants you and I to go to heaven. Then guess what? He knows we couldn't get there on our own. This is a grace message. Now, I know what some of you are saying. Well, this ain't fair. Thank God. Thank God. Y'all want God to be fair? I don't. Guess what fair is? You sin, you're out. That's what? Fair. So you better be careful raising up your fairness signs. God might grant you wish. You never want God to be fair. You want Him to be just. Even though we have sinned, God still saves. That's grace. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. How many of you today need to just say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need Your grace. Some of you have been in church all your life and don't know Jesus. It's been too many times that I've been on that deathbed at the hospital. Too many times. I mean, it just gripes me. Beautiful older person, I take their hand and say, brother, do you know that Jesus Christ has personally died for you and forgiven you of your sins? Have you ever confessed your sins, repented of your sins, and asked Jesus in your life? And they go, brother, I've been in church all my life, but I've never received Jesus. Because that's easy to do. Here's the thing. It's easy to be a Baptist. It's easy to be a Methodist. It's easy to be a Church of Christ. It's easy to be a Pentecostal. It takes God to be a follower of Jesus. Today, some of y'all need to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I want Your grace. I want to live in what? Grace. Freedom. Ask Him to come to your life. He'll come. If you've done that, some of you all have done that already this week. Guess what? It's time to be baptized. How many of y'all realize baptism's important? Nikki, thanks for being baptized today. You're obedient. Thanks. That's cool. You got two beautiful girls. Guess what you can tell them one day? One day before you know it, twinkle of an eye. Guess what? They're going to be coming up and saying, Mommy, 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 we've asked Jesus in our lives. What do we do next? What are you going to be able to tell them? Girls, not only was I a swimmer, but I'm a baptized swimmer. Let me lead you on. See what I'm saying? Be obedient to Jesus. Why do I want you to be baptized? Somebody take a guess. Come on. Come on, y'all been here forever. For Jesus said it. I want you to do everything Jesus wants you to do. Guess what? Kim Early, if Jesus told you to walk on water, guess what? I expect to see you strolling across the barren just like that. What do you think? It'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Y'all believe that could still happen? Or some of my physicists in the room going, well, there's really no possible way that God could ever... Yeah. Guess what? Yeah, there is. God trumps your understanding. How many of y'all can live with the mystery? I live with a mystery every day. I don't know how I'm still married. It's a mystery. I look at Elizabeth and I go, why does she stay with me? It doesn't make any sense. How did I get smart kids? I didn't give them that DNA. Elizabeth did, but it didn't come out of my side. I could have trumped it on her. But God saw what? Different. I'm telling you, God will go beyond where you are. Somebody there today. Some of y'all need to get out of slavery, man. You got things you know God's, you can find by some things, some attitudes, you need to get rid of. Here's one attitude I hope you'll get rid of. Don't let anybody tell you what you cannot do. Because God said all things are possible. How many of y'all got an all things possible God? And how many of y'all ready to live an all things possible life? I believe I'd live that life. All right, you ready? Let's stand up. God's got opportunity today. You can go to heaven from right here today, from this location. What do you think about that, Chad? From this location, you can end up in heaven today. Is that not mind-boggling? All right, let's pray. Lord, what a great lesson today that we would live in freedom. Listen, there are people here today that are going to be saved right now. I need all you who believe to say, dear God, speak clearly and may people be open. If you've never asked Christ into your life, you ready? Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my what? Sin. I believe you died. I believe you've risen. I believe you're real. Just ask him. He's touching you right now. Pastor Jeff and Pastor Sean, if y'all will come right on out here where folk can see you, if they need to talk to you about baptism or asking Christ in your life, this altar is open right now. How many of y'all are getting better? How many of y'all better this week than you were last week? Anybody better this week than you were last week? Got a lot of life events in here. We thank God for all of our graduates at the university. Thank you all for your hard work. And now go live a blessed, free life in all that you do. Right now, this altar is open. So come on, right now. Come on, guys. The altar's open. You can start coming forward. You don't have to wait for Chad to sing. The Spirit will move. And let's let God do a great thing. If you haven't been baptized, we'd love to talk to you about that. Just let God touch you. Come on. Come on. Thank you, church. Come on. People getting changed right now.